And how God graciously gives us our daily bread, whether we deserve it or not. God gives, we receive. But do we receive with thanksgiving? Are we satisfied? Are we content? We pray that God would richly bless us as we hear His word and with contentment receive His gifts today. A couple of words on our worship service for this morning. Our opening hymn, number 427, In the Cross of Christ I Glory. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service, setting 3, page 184 and following. Have a worship insert for the day. The readings are on one side. Propers are on the other. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. Please note the Lenten responses, and we refrain from singing the Alleluias and the Gloria during our Lenten season. We will sing them anew on our joyous Easter celebration, 3 weeks from today. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank You that You are indeed a gift-giving God. You give and You give and You give in abundance. Heavenly Father, forgive us for our lack of faith. Forgive us for our lack of trust. Forgive us for our lack of thanksgiving. Heavenly Father, teach us to believe that You are indeed for us and not against us. And teach us, Heavenly Father, to receive our daily bread and our forgiveness with peace and thanksgiving. All these things, Lord, we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, the living bread, come down from heaven for us and for our salvation. Amen. Amen. Hymn 427, In the Cross of Christ I Glory.
Divine Service, setting 3, page 184 in your hymnal, page 184. Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. For I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of God.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead, by the command of our Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This time I invite you to turn to the Introit as it's printed in our bulletin. We sing together. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, your mercies are new every morning, and though we deserve only punishment, You receive us as your children and provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant that we may heartily acknowledge your merciful goodness, give thanks for all your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for the first Sunday in Lent is from Exodus chapter 16. And the whole congregation of the people of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the people of Israel said to them, "Would that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the meat pots and ate bread to the full. For you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill us and this whole assembly with hunger." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I am about to rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day, that I may test them, whether they will walk in my law or not. On the sixth day, when they prepare what they bring in, it will be twice as much as they gather daily." So Moses and Aaron said to all the people of Israel, "At evening you shall know that it was the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt. And in the morning you shall see the glory of the Lord, because he has heard your grumbling against the Lord. For what are we that you grumble against us?" And Moses said, "When the Lord gives you in the evening meat to eat, and in the morning bread to the full, because the Lord has heard your grumbling that you grumbled against him, what are we? Your grumbling is not against us, but against the Lord." Then Moses said to Aaron, "Say to the whole congregation of the people of Israel, 'Come near before the Lord, for he has heard your grumbling.'" And as soon as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the people of Israel, they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. And the Lord said to Moses, "I have heard the grumbling of the people of Israel. Say to them, 'At twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God.' In the evening, quail came up and covered the camp, and in the morning, dew lay around the camp. And when the dew had gone up, there was on the face of the wilderness a fine flake-like thing, fine as frost on the ground. When the people of Israel saw it, they said to one another, 'What is it?' For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, 'It is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat. This is what the Lord has commanded. Gather of it, each one of you, as much as he can eat. You shall each take an omer, according to the number of the persons that each of you has in his tent.' And the people of Israel did so. They gathered some more, some less. But when they measured it with an omer, whoever gathered much had nothing left over, and whoever gathered little had no lack. Each of them gathered as much as he could eat. And Moses said to them, 'Let no one leave any of it over till the morning.' But they did not listen to Moses. Some left part of it till the morning, and it bred worms and stank. And Moses was angry with them. Morning by morning they gathered it, each as much as he could eat. But when the sun grew hot, it melted." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We speak together the gradual for today. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord. Peace be within your walls, and security within your house." The epistle is from Galatians chapter 4. "Tell me, you who desire to be under the law, do you not listen to the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by a slave woman and one by a free woman. But the son of the slave was born according to the flesh, while the son of the free woman was born through promise. Now this may be interpreted allegorically. These women are two covenants. One is from Mount Sinai, bearing children for slavery. She is Hagar. Now Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia. She corresponds to the present Jerusalem, for she is in slavery with her children. But the Jerusalem above is free, and she is our mother. For it is written, "Rejoice, O barren one who does not bear. Break forth and cry aloud, you who are not in labor. For the children of the desolate one will be more than those of the one who has a husband." Now you, brothers, like Isaac, are children of promise. But just as at that time he who was born according to the flesh persecuted him who was born according to the Spirit, so also it is now. But what does the Scripture say? "Cast out the slave woman and her son, for the son of the slave woman shall not inherit with the son of the free woman." So, brothers, we are not children of the slave, but of the free woman. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 6th chapter. After this, Jesus went away to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a large crowd was following him because they saw the signs that he was doing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. Now the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was at hand. Lifting up his eyes then, and seeing that a large crowd was coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread so that these people may eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what are they for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down, about 5,000 in number. Jesus then took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, so also the fish, as much as they wanted. And when they had eaten their fill, he told his disciples, "Gather up the leftover fragments, that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with the fragments from the 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. When the people saw the sign that he had done, they said, "This is indeed the prophet who has come into the world." Perceiving then that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, Jesus withdrew again to the mountain by himself. This is the gospel of the Lord. We confess our one faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
You may be seated for the hymn of the day, number 754, Entrust Your Days and Burdens.
peace, love, and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Amen. Text for our meditation this morning, John 6, 1-15, the feeding of the 5,000, especially these words. Jesus then took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated. So also the fish, as much as they wanted. And when they had eaten their fill, he told his disciples, "Gather up the leftover fragments, that nothing may be lost." And also these parallel verses, Matthew 14, 20, Mark 6, 42, Luke 9, 17. They all ate and were satisfied. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, are you satisfied? That question is before us on a regular basis. Are you satisfied? It patterns so much of how we live our lives, the choices that we make. Are you satisfied? Imagine a mom or a dad that are not satisfied with the cleanliness of their child's room. So they give a mandate, an order. Clean it now. The youngster, not very satisfied with the way mom and dad are acting or treating them, does a halfway job, bare minimum, let's say. And when they're done, they call mom or dad into the room and they go, "See, I cleaned it. Are you satisfied?" What about you? What are some of the things in your life right now that you are not satisfied with? Well, maybe before we go on, we need to define what that satisfy word actually means. Webster says, to fulfill the desires, expectations, needs, or demands of a person, of the mind, to give full contentment to, as in the hearty meal satisfied him. Satisfying, to put an end to a desire, a want, a need by sufficient or ample provision. Dictionary.com says, to gratify, to appease, to pacify, to please, to be content with. To satisfy is to meet to the full one's wants, expectations, etc. To meet to the full one's expectations or desires. What things are you not satisfied with? You know, I suppose it depends on the day, but the list could be quite long, right? Yesterday there was a big announcement in Nebraska. Are you satisfied with the new coach? Is there anything you can do about it? See, those are two different questions on two different levels. In the premarital counseling that pastors do, oftentimes we use secular tools to help the communication and to find out where to apply God's words. One of the tools that I used is this secular tool out of Minnesota called Prepare and Enrich. And there are a number of questions with regard to, are you satisfied? Are you satisfied with the amount of time that you spend with your partner? Are you satisfied with the physical attention that your partner gives you? Are you satisfied with the amount of money that you are saving? Are you satisfied with your partner's previous sexual experience? You see, there are a lot of things that come to mind with regard to satisfaction. And there are many things that can dissatisfy us, lead us to a lack of peace, a lack of contentment. I hadn't really put those two things together, satisfaction and peace, until, I don't know, 10 days ago or so. Pastor Moline and I and Vicar, we were working on these particular readings for the Proclaiming the One radio program. And I asked Vicar a question off the cuff. I said, what was the problem here in our text? What was the problem with regard to the people's belly? And I thought he was going to say, well, they're hungry. But he said, they're not at peace. They're not at peace. When we are not satisfied, we are not at peace. Peace of heart, peace of mind, peace of soul. Think about some of the things in general that people are not satisfied with. People are often not satisfied with how they look. People are often not satisfied with how they feel. People are often not satisfied with how much money they have, with the number of friends that they have. People are often not satisfied with their job, not satisfied with their spouse, not satisfied with their kids or their parents, not satisfied with their country or the political climate. Now, you may find this one hard to believe, but people are often not satisfied with their pastor. So, what do you do? What do you do when you are not satisfied with something? My friends, many times we have a choice in what we are going to do or how we respond with the natural dissatisfactions that come up in our world and in our life. If you are not satisfied with how you look, well, maybe you'll get a new haircut or a different shade of lipstick or join Weight Watchers or go for a walk on a regular basis. Or if you're not satisfied with how you look, you might cut yourself or do some other kind of self-harm. Or start tearing other people down that you think look better than you. You see the difference? You see the difference in the reaction? If you're not satisfied with how you feel, maybe you go to the doctor. Maybe you spend a little time on the internet and look up your symptoms. Maybe you go into a deep panic or depression because obviously there's no hope. with feeling any different. You see the difference? What about when you're not satisfied with how many friends that you have? You can go on social media and start pretending you have a lot of friends. You can go on social media and start tearing everybody else down so they have less friends. Or you could be a friend to others and hope that they respond in kind. My friends, every time we have a situation where we are not content, we have options. Options to do good or positive, options to do bad or evil or negative, every time. If you're not satisfied with how much money you have, well, you could work harder at the job and ask for a raise. You could go to school and try to get an advanced degree and improve your lot in life. You might even get a second or a third job. Or you could rob a bank. If you're not satisfied with your spouse, you could blame God. If you're not satisfied with your spouse, you could do a little cheating on the side. If you're not satisfied with your spouse, you could live separate lives but never really communicate or interact for the sake of the family or the church or how it looks. Or you could love and care and submit and sacrifice for the gift that God has given you in your husband or your wife. My friends, with everything that we are not satisfied with, we can go in one of two different directions. And we know where our old Adam, old Eve, sinful nature drives us to go. To the bad, to the evil, to the sin. Why? Because as much as we complain about not being satisfied, there is something twisted and sick inside of each one of us that kind of likes it. My friends, today we see Jesus for who he is. God in the flesh. We see Jesus for who he is, a gift-giving God. We see Jesus for who he is, one who gives in abundance. We see Jesus for who he is. He takes the initiative. He responds to the problem at hand before the people whine and complain. My friends, today we see Jesus for who he is, who cares for us both body and soul. Jesus teaches us to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." The catechumens know that daily bread encompasses everything we need to support this body and life. When we talk in those big picture ways, sometimes we lose the specific details. Maybe you memorized it this way, Luther's Small Catechism. What is daily bread? Daily bread includes everything that has to do with the support and needs of the body, such as food, drink, clothing, shoes, house, home, land, animals, money, goods, a devout husband, a devout wife, devout children, devout workers, devout and faithful rulers, good government, good weather, peace, health, self-control, good reputation, good friends, faithful neighbors, and the like. My friends, it's a long list. It's not complete. And the like. All good gifts come from above, from our gift-giving God. Are you satisfied with your daily bread? Are you satisfied with the gifts that God gives you? My friends, when we are not satisfied with the gifts that God gives us, this is generally not a physical problem. It's a spiritual one. When we are not satisfied with the gifts that God has given us, and we are drawn to make bad choices, choices that are contrary to the clear word of God, we exhibit a spiritual problem. We don't believe that God is a gift-giving God. We've got to do it ourselves. We don't fear, love, and trust in God above all things. We trust in our things more than we trust in God. We don't believe that God truly cares for us, not all the time, so we have to take matters into our own hands. We don't believe that God always wants the best for us. We think God is holding out on us. And so we become bitter, and like the people in the Old Testament lesson, we grumble and complain about God. We either don't know or don't care what God's word has to say about our particular situation. So we do what we want to do and thumb our nose at God's promise. My friends, today in God's word, Jesus teaches that he knows our physical and our bodily needs. He knows. He cares. He acts. He gives everything that we need to support this body in life. But it doesn't stop there. The people ate and were satisfied, truly satisfied, only because they knew who the giver of their gifts was. In John chapter 5, we have a long discourse about the identity of Jesus. Jesus is God. God in the flesh. He's greater than Moses. He comes to bring life and life everlasting. Remember John 3:16? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus knows and cares for us physically, but the primary need that sent God into this world was not our physical hunger or our emotional distress. God came to bring us peace, true peace, that is the forgiveness of sins, forgiveness, life, and salvation. This is God in the flesh, the living bread that came down from heaven, who gives his flesh for the life of the world, who gives his flesh and blood for you. My friends, if you are not at peace with God, if you are not at peace with God, with regard to your sin, with regard to your spiritual need, You will never, ever, ever be satisfied with God's gift of daily bread. The two go hand in hand. And when we are at peace, knowing that our sins are forgiven, not because of how we feel, not because of how we act, not because of how much we care, but because of God's great act in Jesus, because of Jesus' sacrificial life, death, and resurrection for all of our sins of idolatry and selfishness. My friends, when this peace is ours, then when what Paul writes in Galatians 2 is true for us. For I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Or what Paul writes in Philippians chapter 4. I know what it is to have a lot, to have plenty. I know what it is to be in want, to be in need. I have learned the secret of contentment, peace, satisfaction in any and every situation. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. My friends, God is a gift-giving God. The proof of his love for you is in the gift of Jesus. The ongoing daily proof is not only the forgiveness of sins, but every aspect of daily bread. Everything you need to support this body and life. My prayer is that together we would receive our daily bread with thanksgiving, contentment, peace, and satisfaction. May God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, our lives, our contentment in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. On our own, we're never satisfied. We're never content. We're never at peace. Thank God he gives us a new heart. We stand and sing our offertory, page 192. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Page 192. Seated. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus, our gift-giving God, and the greatest gift of all, the flesh of Christ for the life of the world. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row. Please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship tonight or today. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of God's peace and contentment for you would be yours today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings.
This time we continue with the prayer of the church. Please stand. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs, responding, "Hear our prayer." Almighty and eternal God, worthy to be held in reverence by all people everywhere, we give you humble and sincere thanks for the innumerable blessings that you have bestowed upon us, without any merit or worthiness on our part. We praise you especially for preserving for us your saving word and your holy sacraments. Grant and preserve to your holy church throughout the world purity of doctrine, and provide faithful pastors to preach your word with power. Help all who hear the word rightly to understand and truly to believe it. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, in mercy, bring to repentance the enemies of your church and grant them amendment of life. Protect and defend your church in all tribulation and danger, and sustain with your spirit our brothers and sisters in Christ around the world who experience persecution. Strengthen us and all fellow Christians to set our hope fully on the grace revealed in Christ, and help us to fight the good fight of faith, that in the end we may receive the salvation of our souls. Lord, in your mercy. Loving God, bestow your grace upon all the nations of the earth. Bless especially our country, its inhabitants, and all who are in authority. Let your glory dwell in our land, that mercy and truth, righteousness and peace may abound in all places. Lord, in your mercy. Compassionate Lord, graciously defend us from all calamity by fire, water, war, pestilence, scarcity, famine, or any other sort of evil. Protect and prosper all who labor in their rightful callings. Let all useful arts flourish among us. Be the God and Father of the poor and homeless, the helper of the hungry and the needy. Be the comforter of the distressed and those who sorrow. Look with especial mercy upon those who have requested our prayers, including Laverne, Janet, Jared, Louise, Lois, Ken, Susie, Cole, Scott, Sharon, Joe, Carol, Bob, Lori, Celeste, Linda, Ed, Norma, Ray, Sheldon, Todd, Dan, Jane, Alan, Cindy, Kim, Barb, Rachel, Joe, Wayne, Chad, Joan, Karen, and all others whom we name in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Accept, we implore you, O Lord, our bodies and souls, our hearts and minds, our talents and powers, together with the offerings we bring before you as our humble service. Fill us, your children, with hearts moved toward generosity in supporting your ministry among us, with compassion to help all in need as we are able. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant your Holy Spirit, O Lord, to those who come to the Lord's table this day, that they may receive the heavenly manna of Christ's very body and blood in sincere repentance and firm faith, and to their abundant blessing. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Father, as we are strangers and pilgrims on earth, help us by true faith and a godly life to prepare for the world that is to come, doing the work you have given us to do while it is still day, before the night comes when no one can work. And when our last hour does come, support us by your power and receive us into your heavenly kingdom through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
This time we continue with the service of the sacrament, page 194.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who overcame the assaults of the devil and gave his life as a ransom for many, that with cleansed hearts we might be prepared joyfully to celebrate the Paschal feast in sincerity and truth. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, 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 holy,
Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sin. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Oh,
body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ.
Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
It's time we stand and sing the Nunc Dimittis.
Lord, now bless our souls.
give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
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 You may be seated for a closing hymn. There is a slight typo. The closing hymn is hymn 774. Hymn 774, Feed Thy Children, God Most Holy. We sing.
Jesus. Kids, go get some goodies. We'll be back in here in about 5 minutes or so for our Sunday school opening. What's that?
In the balcony.
Oh, in the balcony? Sunday school opening is in the balcony. Are you moving up in the world, Vicar?
I'm trying hard.
Okay, all right. Well, I guess he wasn't satisfied with the lower level position that he had. Right after the sermon, I asked him if he was satisfied with his vicarage. So, we'll continue that no, I'm just joking. You're all invited for coffee and goodies in the fellowship hall. We have one opportunity for Bible study this morning, continuing our look at Romans chapter 3, great justification chapter in Scripture, Romans 3. Sunday school opening up in the balcony. Sunday school kids are singing next Sunday, so make sure if you don't have that information that you get that. The song that they're singing will tie in very, very well with the Old Testament reading and the sermon next Sunday. Old Testament reading and the sermon next Sunday. Check out the Good Shepherd News and Notes for the activities and events in the days and weeks ahead. Be reminded, our Wednesday schedule, we have two opportunities for worship, 4 o'clock and 6:30. Fellowship meal serving from 5 to 6:15. Regular confirmation class at 5:30. Choir and Bible study afterwards. Today is the last Sunday for pictures, so if you want your pictures taken, scoot on down the hallway to room 106, and we'll get your picture taken. If you know of anybody that couldn't be here today, Wednesday night will be the last night. This coming Wednesday will be the last night for pictures. Pastor, anything else? We got Easter Lily sign-up sheet in the back. Thanks for your prayers for my allergies. My nose stopped running. I don't have much of a voice, but we'll make it through today. So thanks for your prayers in that respect. Vicar, anything? Anything? All right. All right. Have a great day and week and Lenten journey in the Lord Jesus Christ.